This is Power for Living, the Bible teaching ministry of Christ the King Church in Wakefield, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Feliciano Segundo, and our teacher is Father Michael Carl. So get out your Bibles and let's get started.
I'm going to read from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 4, verses 37 through 39. And if you're familiar with what's happening here, all of Jesus' parables are crammed together in one chapter in the Gospel of Mark. But at this moment, or they're getting in a boat and they're crossing the lake, I'm going to start actually with verse 35. And on the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And adding to this verse 40 says, "But he said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?'" Now, one of the things that was pointed out when I saw this or heard a message on this passage a few years back was Jesus' words that were key to the passage or the key to understanding what was going to happen. And Jesus told them when they got into the boat, "Let's go over to the other side." Now that should have been a clue for them, but as we read in the story, it wasn't. Now think about this for a moment. You're in the boat with Jesus, and here the waves are, you know, tossing and turning the boat. And there's Jesus, sound asleep, on the pillow in the back at the end of the boat, resting peacefully. And on his comfortable cushion, when he is abruptly and, you know, if you want to think about it this way, kind of rudely jarred awake by his untrusting disciples. I imagine him looking up sleepily at the disciples, annoyed that he's now awake. You know, maybe Jesus could be annoyed every now and then. And the sound of the waves and the wind began to come into focus, and the master, Jesus, kind of is thinking, no doubt, "What's with these guys? They've seen me do miracles. They've seen me do all kinds of miraculous stuff. And here they are totally terrified over a few waves coming up on the boat." Those rising up, he says, "Quiet," or "Peace, be still." And so the wind subsides to a dead calm. The disciples don't even realize that in part he was talking to them as well as to the waves, telling the disciples, "Peace, be still." He was talking to the disciples also. And after another brief word of chastisement, you know, where he says, "What's wrong with you guys? Don't you have any faith?" Jesus laid back down and probably went back to sleep on the cushion. And the disciples are sitting there completely dumbfounded at this thing. And I believe at some point in either one of these narratives of where they're crossing the sea and Jesus has to calm the storm, they say, "Who is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" The disciples are amazed and freaked out. And we wonder, in the middle of these storms that we encounter, how is it that Jesus always seems to be so still? Why would he have still been sleeping? There was a big storm going on. How could Jesus sleep in all of this? Now, think about this situation in relation to our present situation. We are here in our own remote locations doing worship together by video and by phone because of the storm going on around us. You know, and it's getting to the point where, you know, in some cases we might even think it's a little ludicrous about the measures we're going to. But yesterday I saw something extremely interesting in my apartment complex, and I have to share this with you. You see, on the, hanging on the rearview mirror there, what seems to be the new normal now, a new form of decoration on your rearview mirror, it's a mask. You see the, yeah, I can't point to it, but, well, maybe I can use my, see the cursor there, it's on the mask. That's where we are now. And this is almost the new normal, if you will. But under the circumstances, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, should this really be the new normal? Should we be afraid? Now, that doesn't mean we don't take, you know, precaution and that we're not, you know, that we act foolhardy about everything. But in some cases, we're talking about a new normal where, in some cases, fear governs our thinking. So we wonder at the marvel at Jesus' calm in the situation. He was calm in the middle of this storm. And he displayed as a result of this storm, and let's see if we can make the connection here, he displayed a lot of faith, and Jesus showed us his power to do miracles in the middle of a storm. They didn't have the confidence in Jesus, apparently, but let's think about it. We are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, are we not?
We are.
Okay, so we're disciples. So shouldn't we have a certain level of confidence and trust in him? It just a little, that a little wind and water wouldn't wake us from a sleep, or a few tests and trials don't get us rattled and shaken. But many of us continue to struggle, just like the 12 did. We don't seem to understand that what we see with our eyes and hear with our ears isn't all that's really going on around us. And in the same way as they were disciples, we are disciples, and we have power and authority that comes from Jesus himself. And we are able and entitled to exercise that authority. And we can exercise that authority even in our present storm. And the key in our teacher's words, the key in Jesus' own words, is found in peace, be still. And what we have to ask ourselves today is, and that includes me, will we ever be able to handle the waves of life if we panic every time something unexpected or bad happens? Indeed, what lesson from Jesus can we learn in this instance? What lesson was Jesus trying to teach to his disciples? What he was trying to tell them and teach them and show them by example here is that they had the ability and the power to take authority and rebuke those things that frightened them. And we have that same power. That doesn't mean everything's going to all come out roses and be all happy and sunshine and lollipops all the time. But what it does mean is that we have the authority to have peace in the middle of the storm, and in some cases even rebuke some of those things that frighten us. We have the authority to exercise the power that Jesus gives to us over things that might hurt us. At that moment, in that boat, wasn't it just possibly the case that Jesus' preference that very night would have been for the disciples to ignore the ruckus, to tell the wind and waves themselves, peace be still, and go back to sleep themselves? Except for the guy who's rowing the boat. Ultimately, the Father, our Heavenly Father, is like every good parent. He really does want for us to come to Him each and every time we need Him. So don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that we should leave Jesus out of the equation. That's not it at all. Because it's Jesus that gives us who gives us the power to exercise that faith. But think about it. Like every good parent also, the Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, wants us to grow up and mature and to deal with life as an adult. He loves to help us, and He loves to care about us. But just think how pleased our Heavenly Father would be if we were able to exercise the authority He gives to us and do a little rebuking of those wind and the waves ourselves. And so in our present circumstances, what we can think about here is that we have the power to have complete calm in the middle of this situation. Now, again, that doesn't mean we don't take precautions. If we're advised to use gloves, use them. But we don't have to go out in public terrified that every person we might see might be infected with this virus, and that we're certain, and that we can absolutely be sure, I know I saw too many people today, I know I'm going to get this. But instead, take the precautions and know that the Lord is with us, and He's going to see us through this. Hasn't He been faithful to see us through any and every other conflict we've ever been in our lives so far? Has He seen us through financial difficulties? Has He seen us through turmoils in our lives where things didn't go quite right? You know, and if you've ever been in the military, and Tony, I know you can appreciate this, and we found out in the military, nothing ever goes according to plan. And as soon as, within a minute or two of that plan being enacted, something goes wrong, and the plan goes out the window, and we have to start re-strategizing again. So take heart. I'm quite certain that Jesus knows the situation that's happening all around us, and that He hasn't forgotten any of us. So yeah, we can be smart, we can prepare, we can plan ahead, but at the same time, rest and know that we're in His hands. And He will see us through it. So at this time, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we praise You. And we bless Your name. For You have given to each one of us the measure of faith, which gives us the ability to be quiet in the middle of all of the chaos in our lives. To be still. And to be stable in the middle of that turmoil. Teach us, Lord, Your ways so that we can learn to rest where others panic and to trust in You, fearing absolutely nothing. Thank You, Father, for growing us to maturity and showing us the way of peace and to be still. And it is in Christ's holy, wonderful, and glorious, and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Power for Living. If you happen to miss any of our other programs, be sure to go to our podcast page at christthekingnorthshore.podbean.com. And you can also visit our website at www.ctknorthshore.org. If this program has been a blessing, feel free to let us know. Write us at Power for Living, care of Christ the King Church, 4 Railroad Avenue, Suite 309 in Wakefield, Massachusetts, 01880. Or you can also send us an email at christthekingnorthshore@gmail.com. You can be a part of this gospel ministry by becoming a patron of Power for Living. You can find out how by clicking the Become a Patron button at the top of our podcast page. That's it for this week, and until next time, remember that Jesus is your power for living.